Welcome back to the Draft Lab. I'm Joel Wirth, and this is the IDP Plus Best Ball Show, a very special edition. The NFL schedule was released today. No more sources, no more leaks. Actual schedule is out. It's on paper. It's on computer screens. We are ready to go. We can look at things and know how to draft. It's an exciting time. Last week on our last show, I said we were going to do this next week. We're not waiting. We're doing it tonight. We're going to get this done. We're going to start drafting, and we're going to have playoff schedules. We're going to know who to stack. We're going to know what bringbacks we want. It's fantastic. It's time to go. So let's hit it. So first thing, I think a big thing that we need to look at is the bye weeks. And, man, there are some pre-draft drafters that may have gotten really hammered. Weeks 12 and 14, six teams on bye in each of those 2 weeks. And there are some high-level quarterbacks going that are not going to be playing on those 2 weeks. Atlanta, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, New Orleans, and the Jets in week 12. So Cousins, Allen, Burrow, Lawrence, Carr, Aaron Rodgers. If you double-dipped on those quarterbacks and didn't get a third, you may be in trouble in some of your pre-drafts. And then week 14, wow, what a stacked lineup of quarterbacks that are going to be missing week 14. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, Denver with Bo Nix, Houston and C.J. Stroud, Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson, the Patriots, Drake May potentially, and Washington, we expect Jaden Daniels. That is 12 quarterbacks that are all getting drafted that are not going to be playing in those 2 weeks. So that's somewhere you may have gotten stuck if you drafted only two quarterbacks. They may have come from those two pools. So there's a decent chance some of your pre-draft teams may have an issue in those 2 weeks. So hopefully you don't have to, or hopefully you got a big enough lead that you can get yourself into the playoffs if you had double dip on those quarterbacks in those weeks. One more thing that we really need to pay attention to, and the NFL kind of gave four teams the shaft. The four teams that play on Christmas, which is a Wednesday, that's Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. All three of those teams play three games in 11 days. That is a tough stretch for all those four teams. Those are four really good teams, four teams that you would expect people have a lot of stacks of that really get put in a bad position. So that's really going to kind of hamper those teams. Obviously, Kansas City, always one of the most popular teams to stack. Pittsburgh, this year with the Arthur Smith offense. We'll see how that goes. C.J. Stroud and Houston, love that with Diggs and Collins. Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, always very popular. Those teams are going to be very, very stressed playing three games in 11 days. So we'll get to their playoff schedules. Right now, let's break it down. Let's go team by team. And see what these playoff schedules look like. So we'll start in the AFC. In the East, the Buffalo Bills. They will start at Detroit in week 15. Tough game there, tough travel, but it is indoors. They get New England at home and then the New York Jets at home. Not the most favorable schedule. New England should be a pretty good defensive team. The Jets, we know, are a very good defensive team. Two games in Buffalo weather in week 16 and week 17. So not the greatest playoff schedule for the Bills. Miami goes to Houston. Then they get San Francisco at home. And then they go to Cleveland in week 17. That's a Sunday night game. Man, you never want to see Cleveland on week 17. It's a game that earlier in the season, you may have looked at and thought, hey, that game could shoot out. Tough in week 17 to be playing in Cleveland, especially at night. So not super favorable playoff schedule for the Dolphins. That's three tough defenses. We assume Houston's going to be pretty good this year. They added Danielle Hunter. San Francisco's always good defensively. So, and Cleveland's always very good, or has been very good the last couple of years too. So, three tough defenses for the Dolphins. So a little nervous about my Tua stacks, Tua Tyreek stacks. That's not the greatest playoff schedule. The New England Patriots, some people's starting to see some Drake May back stacks. at Arizona, so some cross-country travel in week 15, then at Buffalo, and then the Chargers at home. That's a tough schedule of travel, kind of early. Arizona, not an imposing defense, but you got to go cross-country, then to Buffalo, and then you get the Chargers coming cross-country in week 17. Like that matchup, but it's going to be a tough road to get there. And let's talk about the Jets. The Jets are at Jacksonville. Good weather, not the toughest defense. So like that game in week 15. Then they get the Rams at home coming cross country. And they're at Buffalo in week 17. So week 15 and 16, not too tough, a little soft there. But that at week 17 game at Buffalo is going to be tough. Remember that opening game last year when even though Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles, still a very low-scoring game. So division opponents, those games can get pretty tough. So week 17 looks rough for the Jets and Buffalo. So that entire AFC East division got a pretty tough playoff schedule. So we'll see how that goes. Let's move on to the AFC South. Again, Houston, one of the teams that has the three games in 11-day stretch. Now listen to this gauntlet. Week 15, they get Miami. Week 16, they are at Kansas City. And week 17, they are at Baltimore on Christmas Day. Now you think about it, that is three teams that could win the other three Houston divisions. So that is a really, really tough schedule, especially when you figure those three games are going to come in 11 days. That is the NFL just not doing Houston any favors at all with this schedule. That is absolutely brutal. They do have a bye in week 14, so a chance to rest. But, man, they are going to need it because that is rough. The Indianapolis Colts, they are at Denver in week 15. Week 16, they get Tennessee at home. Like that game a lot. And then they are at the Giants, another very soft defense. So that is a playoff schedule that is very favorable. If you can get Denver, always tough defense, good pass defense with Patrick Surtain. Always tough to play in the altitude at Denver. But if you can get past that, two very soft defenses in Tennessee and the Giants, like we expect, right? We don't know, but we expect those to be fairly soft defenses. So this is one of the more favorable playoff schedules, I think, especially week 17. So I think you're going to see some ADP rises out of Anthony Richardson. I think he may kind of squeeze up. Right now he's around 56 ADP. I think that's going to rise. I think he's going to get closer to CJ Stroud. Can you kind of push that 50 mark? I think he'll at least move up to like 50, 52, 53 to kind of match a possible stack with Michael Pittman, who's going in the late 20s, early 30s. So that would be a potential stack match in the draft position. So I think he's going to go up at least to the early 50s, and I think he'll probably end up settling around 50, right around where CJ Stroud is. And then I also think you're going to see Jonathan Taylor move way up. I think his right now his ADP is around 15, 16. I think you may see him kind of a little electromagnetic attraction between him and Jahmyr Gibbs, where I think their ADPs will kind of move towards each other. I think Taylor will move up towards the that 1-2 turn where Gibbs is kind of occupying right now. So I think you're going to see an ADP rise for both those guys. And then we'll see if Pittman kind of matches that and comes up a little bit and then drags Mike or Anthony Richardson's ADP up even higher. Kind of tough to do a bring back with the Giants for week 17, just because, you know, if you take Taylor, you're not getting neighbors at the 2-3 turn. And then if you want to get Josh Downs in that Indianapolis stack, he goes right around the same time or same ADP area that Wandale Robinson is. So, you know, not real good passing options for the Giants on a bring back. Maybe Tyrone Tracy's the answer. One of my favorite sleepers this year. So we may see a little bit of a rise in him as well if somebody's targeting that Indy Giants game as a bring back. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Tough game in week 15, home against the Jets. Then they go to Vegas, cross-country trip. We'll see. Vegas is interesting, right? They added Christian Wilkins. They've got a defensive head coach. They held on to Antonio Pierce. They were a better defense than I think anybody really expected last year. And now they're adding Wilkins. So might be a really good defense. May not be, hard to say. So that's an interesting game. It's in a dome, so that's a good thing. And then Tennessee in week 17, that's a game that could be a real shootout. So I think you're going to see that's a game that's going to be very heavily targeted for week 17 between the Jaguars and the Titans. Speaking of the Titans, Cincinnati in week 15. Now, Cincinnati is going to be on short rest because they are playing on Monday night against Dallas. So that'll be a short rest game for the Bengals. So home game for the Titans. Then at Indy and at Jacksonville's, two division games. Is that a revenge game for Calvin Ridley? Can we call that a revenge game if you only played for them for a year and left as a free agent? Maybe it's the showing off for the girl or guy you briefly dated. I don't know. We'll see. But not the toughest schedule in the world for Tennessee. So you might see some, maybe a little bit of a rise for Will Levis and maybe some Levis Ridley or Levis D-Hop stacks. Not the toughest team to stack. So I think you may start to see some bringbacks with Tennessee, especially in that week 17 Jacksonville game. I think there'll be some build arounds there. You know, Jaguar stacks. Jaguars aren't the toughest team to stack. Trevor Lawrence goes pretty late. And there's a pretty good gap between Kirk and Brian Thomas Jr. Evan Ingram is attainable. So you can stack Jacksonville, and then I think you can do it. You can get some Titans on a bring back. Ty J. Spears goes pretty late. So that's a game that I think is going to get a lot of action in drafts. Let's move on to the North, the AFC North, always one of the toughest divisions. Baltimore will have, like Houston, they will have a bye in week 14, and they will also play three games in 11 days. Starts off at the Giants, so not too tough. Then they get Pittsburgh at home, man. That is always a rock fight. Those games are always low scoring, always tough. So not super attractive that you get that in week 16. And then at Houston. So, that's week 15, the Giants. That's pretty soft, especially coming off a bye. You like to see that. But then two tough games after that. So tough stretch for Baltimore. Cincinnati will be on short rest. They do have the Monday night game in week 14. So at Tennessee, short rest, but not the toughest opponent. Cleveland at home. Good thing, because they never play well in Cleveland. So good to get to Cleveland at home. That's a Thursday night game. So again, short rest twice in a row. And then with the extra rest, they will get Denver at home. So that's a matchup you kind of like. Good week 17 game for your Cincinnati stacks. Speaking of the Browns, who play Cincinnati at Cincinnati in week 16, the Browns also get Kansas City at home in week 15, and then Miami in week 17. three games in Ohio in the playoffs. Not the greatest environmental situation for the Browns, but not the worst situation either. Kansas City will be interesting. Again, that's going to be the first of their three games in 11 days. And then you get Miami, not a team that usually plays well in the cold. So that could be a week 17 game. If you're willing to do a Cleveland stack, if you're willing to draft Deshaun Watson, that's an attractive week 17 matchup. Pittsburgh, another team that's going to play three games in 11 days. Those three games at Philly, at Baltimore, Kansas City at home. That's another gauntlet. Again, three teams that could legitimately win their divisions. Three teams that are probably in the top 10 of Vegas betting odds to win the Super Bowl. So that is a very, very tough stretch for the Steelers. I don't know if anybody's really stacking the Steelers with the uncertainty at quarterback between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but I've certainly been kind of heavily going after Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. So we'll see how that ends up. Let's move on to the West and the Denver Broncos. They get Indianapolis at home. They're at the Chargers, so a dome game there, and then at Cincinnati. Not the easiest stretch for a potential Bo Nix led team. Indy, not the greatest defense, so that should be a solid week 15 matchup. Chargers, we'll see how that goes. They've got some talent on that defense, but it's getting up there in age. Bosa, Khalil Mack. So, you know, it's a team that might be wearing down at the end of the year. So, and then at Cincinnati. So not the worst playoff situation for Denver. The Kansas City Chiefs, the fourth and final team that is going to be playing on Christmas Day. And again, three games in 11 days at Cleveland. Very tough. Houston at home. And then at Pittsburgh, another gauntlet. Three very tough teams. Very, very short turnaround for all those games. So, again, we usually like stacking Chiefs in the playoffs. This may be a year that you maybe don't want to do that, because that is a very tough stretch for the Chiefs and all four of those teams that have to play on Christmas. Again, the NFL doing no favors to those four teams. The Las Vegas Raiders, they get Atlanta at home on a Monday night. So Atlanta going cross country to play in Vegas. Jacksonville at home, another team that's going to have to go cross country to play in Vegas. And then they go to New Orleans for the Derek Carr revenge game. That's a playoff schedule that I really like. Three dome games, right? You got two games in Vegas and then at New Orleans. So no weather concerns. Two teams coming cross country, going out west, Atlanta and Jacksonville. Neither of those are great defenses. And the Saints, I don't think are going to be a great defense either. So a very, very, very favorable playoff schedule for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think you may see Davante Adams move up a little bit. He's been a playoff hero the last couple of years. And with that playoff schedule, no reason to think he's not going to be this year as well. Finally, the last team in the AFC is the Chargers. Dome team, and they get two dome games in week 15 and 16. Tampa Bay going cross-country, and the Denver Broncos in week 16. And then they are at New England, so the Chargers have to go cross-country and play in a game in the cold in Boston and New England. So two climate-controlled games and one weather game that may be a concern. So that week 17 game looks pretty tough. New England should have a fairly solid defense, but a solid path to get to week 17 in Tampa and Denver at going to SoFi Stadium. So like the Chargers' path. Don't necessarily like the week 17 game, but like their chances to get there. So let's move to the NFC. And let's start in the East again with the Dallas Cowboys. Again, they will be coming off a Monday night game. So short rest at Carolina, not too tough there. Then they get Tampa Bay at home on a Sunday night. And then they are at Philly. Philly-Dallas games usually see a lot of points scored. So you like that as a week 17 game. That should be heavily targeted. Not a real tough, you know, assuming we'll see what Philly's defense looks like with Vic Fangio. They were not good at the end of last year. They brought in some rookies. They had Cooper Dejean and they drafted another defensive back, Quinion Mitchell. That's right. So hopefully the draft picks turn out and kind of turn that defense around. But Carolina doesn't look imposing. Tampa Bay doesn't look imposing defensively. The only real weather concern might be Philly in week 17, but you've got Carolina. That's fairly temperate as long as no hurricanes come through. And Tampa Bay in Dallas in the dome. So fairly favorable playoff schedule for the Cowboys. Cowboys stacks are tough to get because you've got to get CeeDee Lamb. You want to start with CeeDee Lamb. You usually have to have a top two pick to get CeeDee Lamb. So if you can navigate, if you get CeeDee Lamb, then the rest of the Dallas stack isn't too tough. You can get Dak late. You can get Ferguson late in the 80s and 90s ADP wise. Then you can also get Zeke and Rico Dowdle in the hundreds. So I think there's a chance you might start to see more CeeDee Lamb in the one spot, maybe taking over for Christian McCaffrey a little bit, because that's a pretty favorable playoff schedule for the Cowboys. Moving on to the Giants, they get Baltimore at home in week 15. Then they are at Atlanta, and the Indianapolis Colts come in week 17. That's not the toughest schedule. Not too bad. Baltimore's tough in week 15. But then at Atlanta, you get a dome game, not a great defense. And then Indy in week 17, again, not a great defense. So if you can kind of get past Baltimore, those last two week 16, week 17 games look pretty attractive for Blake Neighbors, Devin Singletary, and the aforementioned Tyrone Tracy. The Philadelphia Eagles get Pittsburgh in week 15 at home. Then they are at Washington. Again, like Dallas, two division opponents that like to put up points against each other. And then again, Dallas in week 17. So all weather games, you're going to have two home games in Philly and then a Washington game. Obviously, Washington's not that bad being on the Bay, but not a terrible playoff schedule, not an easy one either. So I don't think your Philly stacks are going away. They're still going to be a very popular stack. The Washington Commanders, speaking of the Commanders, they are at New Orleans in week 15. So like that matchup in a dome against a defense, I don't think he's going to be very good. Philly in week 16, as we said, those are two teams that like to put up points. And then we get the Kirk Cousins revenge game. Atlanta, the Falcons come into Washington in week 17. That is a very, very favorable schedule for the Commanders. I think you're going to start to see Jaden Daniels move up in ADP. McLaurin will probably move up, and you might see Jahan Dotson get drafted a little bit more. Obviously, Ben Sinnott is getting drafted for some reason. He may move up. And Luke McCaffrey, maybe he kind of pulls up from the late 100s into the mid or early 100s, because I really like that schedule for the Commanders at the end of the season. Moving on to the South and the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons, cross-country trip to Vegas on a Monday night, and then short rest to get the Giants at home, and then they're at Washington. Again, that Washington game, that could be a shootout. Really like the potential there. I think that's going to be a very heavily targeted game. My Atlanta stacks, one of my favorite teams to stack in the pre-draft, pre-schedule process. Not balking at that playoff schedule at all. That's not bad. The Raiders, again, we'll see how they go. Tough trip out west, tough travel, and then a short week against the Giants, but I don't think either the Giants or Washington are going to be really imposing defenses. Washington should be better than they were last year. They brought in Dan Quinn as their head coach and should institute a new defense or install a new defense, but Rome wasn't built in a day. I think it's going to take some time to kind of rebuild that to the like elite level that like the Cowboys were at under Quinn. So like that playoff schedule for Atlanta. Carolina, another team that I really like their playoff schedule. They get Dallas at home. I think Dallas is going to be a depleted defense, not the same ones they were. Obviously, they lost Dan Quinn. They lost, as of this point, have not re-signed Stephon Gilmore. So a little bit depleted. I don't think they're going to be the kind of elite defense they have in the past few years. So week 15, Carolina gets Dallas at home, and then Arizona at home going cross-country. Again, another pretty not great defense. And then they're at Tampa Bay. Rehash of the game 2 years ago, the Mike Evans explosion game. He had 200 yards and three touchdowns. I think Chris Godwin went like 9 for 120. Tom Brady had a huge game. That Evans game, like he probably won some people some fantasy championships and probably won a lot of people a lot of money in underdog or best ball drafts. So a rematch of that game in week 17 with Carolina and Tampa Bay. Again, a very favorable schedule and a very easy stack, right? Bryce Young may or may not get drafted. Deontay Johnson's available late 70s, early 80s. You got Leggett and Adam Thielen. Those guys go in the hundreds. Jonathan Brooks gets drafted in the – his ADP is moving up. He's – I think it was about 92, but – and I have not seen him last until 90 in my most recent draft. So his ADP should be on the move. And again, a very favorable playoff schedule for the Panthers. So I think that's a team that's going to be kind of moving up in ADP just in general. The New Orleans Saints, kind of my favorite under the radar stack. And they get a pretty favorable playoff schedule as well. They get Washington at home, dome game. Again, probably not a great defense. Tough game in week 16, Monday night game at Green Bay. So you're going to have to play in the elements in Green Bay. But then if you can get through that, you get Vegas at home in week 17 for the Derek Carr revenge game. Love that game. It's a potential shootout. Two defenses I don't think are going to be great. And again, the Derek Carr revenge narrative. So that's a game I think I'm going to be targeting very heavily for week 17. Tampa Bay, the final team of the NFC South, at the Chargers. So dome game, but cross-country travel, that's tough. And then they have to go to Dallas. So that's some tough travel for weeks 15 and 16. But then they get Carolina at home. Again, the rematch of the Mike Evans game. So a tough road to reach week 17 for your Tampa Bay stacks. Now we get to the NFC North. Again, I think a division that I think is very underrated. I think it's going to be one of the stronger divisions this year. Kind of four teams on the rise, I think. So starting with Chicago, they are at Minnesota. That's a Monday night game. Then they come home to play Detroit. So short rest. And then they go – and then they Seattle at home, excuse me. And that's a Thursday night game. So short rest for Seattle. That's a game that could get really interesting. It is in Chicago. So weather's going to be a concern for week 16 and 17. But that Seattle game could be really interesting. Could see some points put up there. Detroit. Now, Green Bay and Detroit play on the week 14 Thursday night game. So Detroit and Green Bay will have extra rest for their week 15 games. Detroit opens the playoffs with Buffalo at home and then with the extra rest. And then they go to Chicago. Chicago will be on short rest after playing on Monday night. And then at San Francisco on a Monday night, the final Monday night game of the season. If you do not have some Lions or 49ers in your lineups, you are going to have to sweat that game out, especially based on, you know, the number of points that were put up in that NFC Championship game. That's going to make Detroit and San Francisco even more. I think those games teams are going to be even more aggressively targeted. You're going to want some action in that game. Otherwise, you're just going to be feeling like everyone is going to be passing you from behind. So I think that's going to really push up the ADPs of the 49ers and Detroit Lions. Not the toughest schedule for Detroit. Actually, not easy, but not too terrible tough. Three teams that might have really good defenses may not. So we'll see how that plays out. But weather's not too bad. They get a dome game, home game against Buffalo. Chicago's tough, but then you go to San Francisco, so not too much weather concern there. Might be a little chilly, might be some rain, but nothing too serious, not Cleveland-level weather. Again, Green Bay will have extra rest, and they will open on a Sunday night, open the playoffs on Sunday night, fantasy playoffs, that is, I should say, to clarify. They will be at Seattle, so always tough to play in Seattle, but you have the extra rest. Then a very attractive game Monday night against New Orleans. You always like getting New Orleans at home, especially in the cold. So that could be a Jordan Love showcase. And then at Minnesota in week 17, the third straight year that these teams, two teams will play on week 17. Remember 2 years ago, the Packers, Jaire Alexander kind of ruined the dreams of every Justin Jefferson team in the best ball playoffs. And then last year, Jordan Love kind of showed out. Obviously, Kirk Cousins was hurt. The Jaren Hall experiment lasted for all of one half. But it was a big game for Jordan Love and the Packers. So very interesting that they will play on those two teams will play each other for the third season in a row on week 17. And speaking of the Vikings, they open the fantasy playoffs against Chicago. Again, that's a Monday night game at home. And then so short rest, and then you go to Seattle. That's going to Seattle with extra rest like Green Bay does in week 15 is one thing. Going to Seattle on short rest is very much another. So that is a tough week 16 game for Minnesota. And then they get the Packers at home in week 17, as we just mentioned. So not the easiest schedule for the Vikings. That's a little bit of a gauntlet if assuming J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback at that point. And finally, the final division, the NFC West, Arizona, another under-the-radar stack that I like quite a bit, and got a very favorable playoff schedule. They get New England at home, like seeing the Patriots have to go cross-country there at Carolina. And now Arizona has to go cross-country, but shouldn't be too tough on weather-wise. And again, not a great defense in Carolina, And then they're at the Rams, so I'm controlled in the dome. That's another Week 17 game that I think could put up some points. So very, very much like that playoff schedule for my Cardinal stacks. Speaking of the Rams, they start off the playoffs, the fantasy playoffs, on Thursday night at San Francisco. Extra rest, but then have to travel across country in Week 16 and play a very tough Jets defense. But then they get Arizona at home. Again, a game I like to put up some points in Week 17. So tough path to get there, but if you can get to, if you can get your Rams stacks to Week 17, a good chance to light up the scoreboard there. The 49ers, again, get the Rams at home. They're at Miami in Week 16. So tough cross-country travel there, but good weather environment. And then the Detroit Monday night game that we talked about earlier, a game that almost certainly will put up a lot of points. So fairly favorable playoff schedule for the Niners. Miami's not a tough defense. Again, they're talented defense, but will have a lot of injuries. New defensive coordinator with Vic Fangio moving on. You get the Rams at home on a short week in Week 15. So like that playoff schedule for the Niners. So the one-two picks, the consensus 1-2 picks in best ball drafts, Christian McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb both get very favorable playoff schedules. So I don't see anybody moving into challenge them, especially since like Tyreek Hill right now is the ADP number 3 and Miami is a very tough playoff schedule. So I think this is just going to entrench McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb as the 1 and 2, whichever order you like them in. But I don't think either one of them is moving out. And then finally, we get the Seattle Seahawks, an all NFC North playoff schedule for them. Green Bay on a Sunday night, Minnesota at home on a Sunday night, and then they're at Chicago on a Thursday. So very short rest there. Two games in Seattle and then one in Chicago. Not the greatest, but like Seattle's not terrible, but it can be, you know, it can be rainy. It can be kind of raw and cold. So not climate control by any means. But again, it's not Cleveland or Buffalo bad. Wouldn't expect any blizzards going on there. But then they have to go to Chicago in Week 17 on short rest. So that's going to be tough travel there. So an interesting playoff schedule for the Seahawks. So that's it. That's the schedule. Hopefully this helps you kind of break it down a little bit, get a little encapsulized. I think there's a lot of games you're going to want to target in Week 17. Tennessee and Jacksonville, Indy, the Giants, and definitely Detroit, San Francisco, Dallas, Philly, Washington, Atlanta. There's a lot of games to target that I think are going to put up some points in Week 17. So interesting schedule. Like I said, just really, really tough on those four teams that have to play on Christmas. Those are just some brutal schedules. So that's it for our special edition schedule release extravaganza. You can find me on Twitter at TheJoelWorth. Happy to talk best ball, answer any questions you may have. Hit me up. My DMs are always open. Next week, we were going to do the schedule release, but we moved it up because we want to talk about it as soon as possible. So let's do draft next week, right? I got to travel this week. This weekend, I've got a wedding. Not going to have much time doing drafting. So by the time I get back Monday night, I'm going to be itching to draft. So let's walk through a draft. We'll do an underdog draft and we will walk through it. Go pick by pick and we will talk about my strategies, how I'd like to attack these things. Honestly, it may be the first draft I do after the schedule release. So we'll walk through it together. So until then, I'm The Joel Worth and this is the IDP Plus Best Ball Show. Thanks for tuning in and we will see you next time.